Okay, campers, rise and shine, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today.
That's right, summer is past, and there's a little chill in the air, everybody, so time to put on your jackets. Which is what we're covering.
How Star Wars is it?
Welcome to the podcast.
Great. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. It's Mike.
And it's Josiah. I'm Josiah. That's Mike. And we are the hosts of this show, How Star Wars Is It?, which is a podcast. Not just a podcast. The only podcast.
The only one.
Definitely the only one you're listening to right now. Uh-huh. Unless, what if you listen to multiple podcasts at once? That would be impressive.
Oh, I'm trying to think if I've ever done that. I suppose
at the same time?
I've been listening to one and like I can hear one playing in the other room.
What is going on in your house that you're playing a
Caitlin
podcast?
Caitlin and I both listen to podcasts at full blast.
just coming out of that phone speaker as loud as possible.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming Caitlin's into true crime. That might just be a bad
assumption.
No,
not really. I mean, like...
I just assumed. I'm sorry.
Maybe she is kind of, but...
Well, listen. I call it like I see it. I see a white woman and I assume she's into true crime.
I mean, you're making a good inference. But welcome to How Star Wars Is It?
Is that it? Did I alienate our listeners? I'm sorry if I did. I like true crime too, but only when it's scary.
We rate and review anything, movies, TV shows, one or two books in there, I think, a couple of drinks,
sure.
But yeah, not on how good they are. We're not talking about like their quality or anything, any other kind of metric. We're comparing everything to Star Wars.
That's right. So we take everything Star Wars. That includes the movies, obviously. That includes the TV shows, also, obviously. That includes
comics,
some other stuff, though.
Video games.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Interviews.
Toys, even. Interviews. Thoughts. Opinions. ideas. And we take all that, we put it all in one big pot, we make a little Star Wars chili, and we let it boil and we simmer, and that's a 10 out of 10, baby.
Yeah.
That's what we're comparing it to. And this week, we're doing a clothing item.
Yeah. I feel like we're running out of sort of categories for me to say this, but I feel like every time we do something like this, I say something like, well, this is our first ever clothing item.
Yeah, no,
like, this
I,
is our
I
first
do.
Ever drink. This is our first ever, you know.
Yeah, I understand what you mean because we are we
like,
have
how do we still have like greater categories that we haven't explored? We've never
done
pants.
Yeah, have we not done a clothing item?
Uh-huh.
We haven't done, like, I don't know, an NFL team or a sports team in general. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess I'm an idiot for saying, like, how are there still categories?
No, I don't think you are an idiot because if we tried to, we could come up with them, which is what I was just trying to do. But, like, if you when you're just naming categories of things off the fly, it's like, I don't know, food. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, kind of the first one. And then, I don't know, if you're talking about media, obviously movies, TV shows. Mm-hmm. So, like, we've done the big ones.
Yeah, right. Food's too big of a category, but we haven't done like any cereals.
That's true. We could do Cereal the Podcast.
We included that in something at one point, didn't we? In our live episode about podcasts.
Yeah, we did.
This week we're talking about jackets because
it's October, right?
Now, and it is starting to get that crisp feeling in the air. We've literally talked about this at length on a number of episodes because both of us like the fall, and anytime it turns into fall, we're like, what kind of fall things should we do episodes on? We did the pumpkin spice latte. We did fall.
We did fall.
We did Halloween, season. Both the movie and the day.
Uh-huh. We and Mike and I kind of hemmed and hawed and went back and forth on like, what are we gonna do for October? Are we gonna do a spooky month? We had some really big ideas.
That's right.
But when we didn't do them because they were too complicated, and so we might still do a little bit of them, but this is our first one. We're just keeping it simple. It's jackets, okay? Because you know what I love? A good fall jacket,
dude. I love
now. I'm not talking about a coat.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm not talking about a winter coat.
No, sir.
No. I'm talking about a jacket. And what is the distinction? I don't know.
You know, that was one of the like first things I wanted to bring up on this show today was like, is it like whichever, whoever that senator or congressman was, is it like pornography?
Yeah, it's like pornography.
I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. On Quora, it says, generally speaking, if we were to include all possible variations, a jacket is a lighter garment, hip length or shorter. Coat is a heavier garment, hip length or longer.
Okay.
So, and for some reason, this Quora...
And how do you... Who is defining if its length is hip or not?
I guess... The person's body and where their hips are on the body.
I know. I was doing a bad faith interpretation of using a different meaning of the word hip.
Oh, sure. You know what's funny is like hips are, you know, where the leg begins. That's not
that
funny.
That is funny. You're that, right.
That's not the funny part.
Oh, okay.
But so this isn't that funny, but it just made me think of this because so Charlie, my girlfriend, is like... Uh-huh. Considerably shorter than me. She's like 5'3" or something like that. I don't know. 5'2", 5'4", something. What's shorter than normal than for women, but it's not that short. That's where she is. Okay.
Sure.
So anyway, but one time very early on in our relationship, the first time we were in an airport at the same time, we were on a flight together. We were walking through the airport and I was like, and keep this in mind, we dated long distance for a long time when I was in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So this opportunity had not arisen very often until that Christmas season when we were traveling together. And I was having a hard time keeping up with her walking. And at a certain point where we were walking in the airport, I was like, babe, stop. And then she like freaked out for like, what's happening? And then I like just made her, went right up next to her, made her stand right next to me and like measured our hips. And her legs are as long as my legs, but she's like a solid 8 inches shorter than me. And I was like, this is why you walk so fast, because your legs are insanely long compared to your body. And then I like started, now it's a running thing where I always joke that she's 2/3 legs. And then I'll take pictures of her. I'll take pictures of her and like put one around her torso and head, like a little bracket, and then put a bracket around her legs. And it's just like, she's like, one time I sent her a picture of legs from Toy Story and was like, this is you. yes, that's my girlfriend.
Legs, anyway. Of course, of Legs and Ducky, two of my favorite characters from the canon.
The canon of everything.
Of culture.
Just favorite character.
That's anyway, so funny, that's where, but that's the main are. Difference in your height is, listeners, obviously you can't like see us, but you guys are completely dead even with one another right up to, that you're literally neck and neck, and then you just have a really tall head, right?
Yeah. Her hips are the same level as my hips.
Uh-huh.
Our torsos are the same length.
Uh-huh.
My neck is like those cloners on
the Caminoans.
It's really long and my head is also very big,
yeah,
so like that makes up a
it's,
good
it's the cloner's neck and then Ki Adi Mundi's head, his like tall banana ass head,
his five head. Anytime anybody thinks themselves I have a big forehead, I'm just gonna pull up a picture of Ki Adi Mundi and be like, if this guy could be on the Jedi Council with that forehead, you're going to tell me that you're not going to post this Instagram picture?
Yeah, right.
Where you think your forehead looks big?
Oh, don't post that picture. My forehead's so big. All those times that you hear that.
Hey, listen.
And you need
to
rush to like comfort them and say, look, this guy is one of the 12 most powerful Jedi.
in the prequel era. Okay?
Because, of course, the council has 12 members.
Now, I do... Everyone, listen. If you think your forehead is big, it's not. Everyone's forehead is big.
You're going bald.
if you've ever learned how to draw the human form.
Oh, right. Yes. I know where you're headed with this.
Yes, you find out that the eyes are in the middle of the head.
That's right.
And so everyone's forehead is big because it's half your head, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, there's hair up there too, but like it's half your head.
Yeah.
It's going to be big. Everyone's forehead's very big. It takes up a lot of real estate. Okay.
Yep.
It's just the human body. If you saw someone whose forehead wasn't that size, it would be so off-putting to be like their eyes.
It would be amazing to take like people who, if you told like 20 people draw a human face,
yeah,
and they would all sort of cheat the eyes up and all the facial features would sort of follow, like, yeah, it would be awesome to use that as like a base to like Photoshop an yeah, actual head, but like move all the positions to like where, yes, people drew them.
It would be terrifying.
Yeah, there's people would look like the face of a hermit crab, you know, like, yeah, with their eyes are on like stalks.
there's a TikTok account that does something similar where they take the like they sort of do the reverse of that, where they take the drawing like perfect form face where it's, uh-huh, like here's the eyes, here's the nose,
and they move celebrities' features around,
right, or cartoon characters. I saw a really good one that, uh-huh, was Shrek. Yes, was fine. Anyway, what are we talking about? Jackets?
We're talking about jackets. So,
wow, we even recorded a Patreon episode before this, and we're just getting all of our sillies out.
Go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/howstarwarsisit, if you want to hear us talk about soap.
Yeah.
So, jackets. There is like a certain day of the year that you, yeah, leave the house, you're going to work or school, or maybe you just had to run out to move your car because you're parked on the side of the street that they're doing street cleaning on, whatever, mm-hmm, you left your, mm-hmm, house, and you go, oh, I'm fine in my shorts and t-shirt, but this is not a mistake I'm going to make tomorrow.
No, exactly.
You go into pants territory, and, yeah, very shortly after pants territory here in the Midwest, I'd say we go from like shorts to pants to jacket in the course of like maybe 4 days.
My favorite is the reverse of that in the spring, whenever the minute it's like 40-45 degrees, people are like, shorts, baby.
Yeah, like the world goes from being in black and white to being in color again.
Like it's like,
like those Claritin commercials, yes, when like the film comes off the screen.
As soon as it gets, so in the fall, as soon as it gets like below, I'm going to say 65, when we're kind of like in that,
where it's like consistently topping out at 65.
Even that like high 60s, you might be like, do I need a light jacket? Like probably not if there's a breeze.
And for any listeners overseas where you don't use Fahrenheit, the conversion there is 400, I want to say.
Yeah, we are using Celsius and we are burning alive. It's so hot. Yeah. Global warming.
But we don't want people to see our like sweaty pits, so we put a jacket on.
Right. It's the let's see. So -44 is, or -40 is where Fahrenheit and Celsius are the same. So if we go from that, I think that means
know that 5/9 is one of the things that you have to do. Like the formula to convert one to the other is like something times 5/9 plus something. But
yeah, I remember that from school. Sure,
-40 is the same. Why did we do this?
I love when people like argue about Celsius and Fahrenheit as if one arbitrary measure is greater than another, because like,
yeah,
I understand that Celsius is base 10 with 100 being a boiling point of water, right, and that's good, but also that's also kind of arbitrary, because like, why did we, I mean, water is everywhere, sure.
I agree, but I think if we're going to try to quantify like the Earth, why not do a logical arbitrary thing instead of one that seems to be like, you just bashed a keyboard and saw what came out.
Right. Well, I think, isn't it a degree Fahrenheit is the energy needed to like do something.
I think that's Celsius, like calories. Hey,
shut up. Let me look it up.
Okay. We should begin every podcast by saying we compare things to Star Wars, the chili, blah blah blah, and we also both half remember science facts and don't bother backing them up with like, you know, sources.
yeah. Okay. So no, it is stupid.
Yeah, I think it might just be stupid.
Like I'm reading this, so several accounts, whatever, who cares. The original paper suggests the lower defining point, 0 degree, was established as the freezing temperature of a solution of brine. Why I was using brine? Who knows? The other limit was his best estimate of the average human body temperature, around 90 to 96. And so then he noted a middle point of 32 to be set at the temperature of ice water. That sucks.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's nothing.
And we were all like, great.
Great, this looks good.
Like, well, it's also don't understand.
It's funny because the only like arguments for
using Fahrenheit,
yeah, is that like people are like, well, it sounds better because the numbers are higher, and so when it's hot, you're like, yeah, it's 90 degrees, and so it's like, ooh, that is hot. Versus Celsius would be like, you know, it's like 20 degrees or whatever. Which like, but also, sure. If you're using Celsius your whole life, you know what hot is. So it
yeah,
wouldn't
it's
matter.
Like if you like learned a different language, you would know that like,
right,
like. Hero is dog. Like, yeah.
Well, see, English works better because I know it,
right?
And well, I know the words in English.
Yes,
so,
that's true.
So it's easier for me.
It's easier to just keep knowing it.
It sounds. It's easier for me just to know the one language.
Right. Right.
Anyway, what the fuck were we talking? Oh yeah,
we're talking about jackets, and that's why
jackets,
we got on to temperature because
that lower than 65, we're in jacket territory.
Yeah. Yes. Now, and I would even probably be a touch uncomfortable at 65 in a jacket.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, a little sweaty.
Yeah.
But we're getting there, right?
Yeah.
If the sun isn't out, give me a jacket on a
The 65. Guns are not out.
The guns are not out. If it's an overcast day at 65, I'll wear a light jacket. If the sun is out, I don't need no jacket.
Yeah,
let me
yeah.
feel the beautiful sun and the beautiful temperature.
And then, okay, so we're talking about the beginning of jacket season. When to you is the end or the turning point where you might throw a jacket on, but you also put a coat on, you know?
Now in Chicago, it's unfortunately quick.
It's quick.
Right? Because Chicago notorious.
Although I will ride into cold times on jacket. Just out of spite for at least a couple of weeks.
For the sake of fashion.
Uh-huh. That,
it's
you know,
so
that's,
much more fun.
We haven't even talked about that, but that is why I wanted to do an episode on jackets. Because like that is the like moment of the year where I feel like fashion. I can really do... And I would never say fashion is what I use to express myself. Or sure. rather that I'm doing anything with... any level of quote unquote fashion. However, kind of put together I feel like I can achieve while still sort of looking like me is like fully covering all of my body.
Right.
Which tends to then also be in a season where a jacket would be appropriate.
Yeah. I'll push back on that, Mike, because I think that you have fashion. I think that fashion is attainable for everybody. You certainly have style. Everyone has a sense of style.
In the fall and winter.
No, I'm going to say at all times. Because it's not just, you know, it's not just what the look of the, you know, the look of the season is or like the fashion du jour of whatever's hip right now. Everybody has their own fashion. Everybody expresses themselves in their own way.
I hear what you're saying, and I agree.
But I want you to feel better. Mike, don't worry about your forehead.
I think less like purposeful.
Sure.
When it's shorts months.
No, I agree. I mean, I'm saying all that in the same way. In shorts month, I'm like jean shorts and a tank top, and that's all I need to worry about.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to jacket season, yeah, I mean, Chicago does have notoriously short spring and notoriously short
and
fall.
And sweaty summers, man.
Sweaty, nasty-ass
like,
ass
you can't
summers.
Do, like, a jeans look. No. You know, like...
I used to, like,
in
ride
Los
my
Angeles,
bike.
People are wearing, like, layers and shit all the time. Yeah. And they're probably a little too hot, but it's just always pleasant there.
That's, like, I hate seeing, like, fashion TikToks that'll occasionally come up on my page. Not as often as I used to, but there was one guy that would occasionally come up that would be like showing off like ways to style stuff that everybody has and like you know, basics and staples and even like what looks good on different body types and stuff. And people would always be like, how you can't, I can't layer this much. I live in Texas.
Yes. Right.
And he's like, and but he like kind of would push it back and be like, oh, I mean, you can layer. And like, I was like, this dude obviously lives in LA or somewhere like that. I mean, especially
and
he's an
layering is always good looking, you know, like basically, basically every school picture of mine from like fourth grade to eighth grade, I'm wearing like a solid color t-shirt with like the same color as like a plaid shirt outside of it because like that was the fucking trend on, you know, like Nickelodeon shows.
Dude, absolutely. My like
and a necklace, like a shell or beaded necklace.
Like a puka shell. Yeah, dude. I wore so much like jewelry accessories and like junior high for some reason. You know, I had like two necklaces and I have like 30 bracelets on each hand.
Yep.
Why?
Well, I think that was in then.
Yeah. It was goofy, but yeah, I was the same where I was like when I discovered like graphic tee with a flannel over, I was like, that's me. And that was me
for
like...
It was so like freeing to discover that formula.
Yeah, that was.
And then moving here to Chicago, it was like, oh no, everyone in the improv community stumbled upon that same formula at the same point in their life when they realized they had to pick out their own clothes.
We're all millennial white guys. We all had the exact same reference point. No, yeah, I was superhero shirt and a flannel well into college.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point in college, that stopped. And then when I moved to Chicago, there was sort of a conscious decision I made of like, I will wear flannels when it is convenient and makes sense for the temperature, but I'm not going to wear them for like a show if I can help it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, I was like, it's not that I wanted to stand out. It's that I was like, well, I want to like try a little harder because I don't want to be, I'm already a stereotype being a white guy doing improv.
Right.
And I want to try, like, I'll just go a slight extra distance. But nowadays, like, I don't know, my wardrobe is much more basic. Like all my shirts are like V-neck single colors. And then I have like printed, you know, button-ups that I'll wear.
I'm very close to getting rid of everything I have and getting a uniform. Like black shirt, dark blue shirt, dark gray shirt, light gray shirt. And like I'm already there with pants. Like I have like a dark blue jean that I just got that's like nice. And they're all the same pant now too. They're all the same jean from Express because I found one that like fits me well.
Yeah.
It stretches a little and like I just got the same thing in three colors.
That's all you need. I mean, I am there with pants too. Like I have, although I need to get them all in the same kind because I have there's the Levi's 541s, which are their athletic fit, and it's for people with bigger butt and thighs. And I was like, thank you. Love some Levi's.
I heard button thighs.
Yeah, do you have any? Yeah, if you have button thighs, they're like very round and like they have a
cute little button nose and a nice little big, thick pair of button thighs.
But yeah, no, Jack, I am the same. I feel similarly. And I think maybe this, you know, this is interesting. This is a fashion conversation now.
Yeah, because, well, yeah, because we got there from like layering, and layering is fashion.
Because there are, this is, you know, this is a way in which men are done a disservice by society. Let me get on, guys. Let me get on my let me red pill you real quick.
Oh, dear.
Men's rights. No, but so we are socialized as men to not express ourselves as much through fashion and through clothes, right? Women are encouraged to express themselves through fashion, through clothes, through like even just more artsy stuff in general, right? And so this goes to a bunch of other stuff, like another TikTok I saw, which raised an interesting conversation of like men don't have good pictures of themselves for like dating apps because like women are in general, right? This is all generalizing, obviously. Women are out there with their friends when they're out and about.
Yes,
right. Take a picture of me. Take a picture of us. Like, we look good. Let's take a picture. Men are out there with their friends not thinking about that, even though they might look great. And so they don't have good pictures of themselves. They don't have good selfies of themselves for dating apps and stuff. They don't have good pictures that show what they actually look like whenever they're looking attractive. And part of that is the fashion conversation, too, because we literally have less options available to us. So it's not a surprise that we all end up on, you know, shirt, flannel over it, jacket. Like, layering is all we can do. Jackets are the most fun thing we can do.
Yeah, because we're not allowed to, like, you know, shows that you picked another complimentary item, like fucking t-shirt or like flannel and jeans and like a pair of sneakers or whatever. That's like your clothes, and then when you pick out a jacket, you all of a sudden have an outfit on.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, you dressed up.
Yeah,
or like you
thought about something.
Right, exactly. You made a conscious choice. Yes, you didn't just put something on. You're like, you know, I'm gonna throw a jacket on. We're gonna go out. I'm gonna throw a jacket on. Like, it literally is the best and like not only way. Obviously, like, men can wear whatever they want, but there is still like social, like, you know, sort of pressure.
Right.
There's certain kinds of clothes that are acceptable, and like jackets are sort of our like most ostentatious and most like personality item that we can have, you know, aside from like, you know, obviously there's other variations on this, but like I feel like the jacket is the biggest one, because like honestly I feel like I don't know a single guy who doesn't like a good jacket and doesn't have a jacket that they just fucking love, you know.
Yeah. And like I got into jackets, I will say.
Dude, I get into like, a jacket every morning, you know.
There you go. former guest of the show and my own personal Carson Kressley / who was the fashion one in the new Queer Eye? Tan France.
Yeah, Tan.
Marie Maloney is where I should have ended that thought. My own personal Carson Kressley, Marie Maloney, who was on our episode of Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yes.
We were doing a Christmas show together, a sketch show that the two of us wrote. And around that time, this was a number of years ago, she was like, I'm gonna get you a blazer, like for what was? Oh, it was for like a Christmas party at MCL at a theater here in Chicago. And I was like, okay. And she like got me this like green velvet like party blazer, and I was like, oh god, oh no!
Like, you're like, that's not me.
And then I like tried it on, and it looked great. She knew it would fit me because it fit her.
Yeah.
And then she like that like kind of sparked something for me, and she like got me like looking good or like thinking about clothes again, because like it had been a while since I like bought new things or really cared about it. And I don't buy like a lot of nice things anyway, but
sure.
Right around that time I was also probably the skinniest I've been as like an adult, and so I bought like multiple suits. I bought like a bunch of like, I bought a bomber jacket, which she said like when she first saw it, like, oh, you got a Karamo jacket, bringing it back to Queer Eye, because he wears bomber jackets all the damn time. And then it was maybe like 2 or 3 months later, and then I met Caitlin.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, Marie, you like extreme makeovered me.
and then now you don't have to try anymore. So you didn't
buy right anymore. Now I'm back to this. I have like not really stopped with like the jacket thing. Like I have now a couple of bomber jackets. Same. That I love, and I would wear one like literally every day, which is funny. Like the idea of a jacket is making a conscious choice. It is, until it becomes the thing that's like right by your door and you grab it every day as you leave the house. So I did start trying to get a little better recently about like, okay, you can't just wear that. You have hoodies, you have like denim jackets, you have other jackets, Michael.
I have a denim jacket that is my go-to, that's just for everyday wear whenever it's a little chillier, which I love. It's the rattiest fucking thing. I got it at some thrift store. I've got all my pins on it. You know, it's just like, I feel like it tells people like what I'm about. It's like, this guy's not fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not put together. Okay. He is soft. Uh-huh. He's wrinkly. He doesn't look good.
He's falling apart,
but he's having some fun.
Yeah.
Look at those pins on there. All right. Those are fun.
He's dyed in indigo.
Yeah. Yeah. He's blue. But
he has rivets.
He has rivets. He was invented by someone who was out for the gold rush.
Uh-huh.
But I recently got a bunch of like hand-me-downs from Charlie's roommate.
Uh-huh.
He lost weight, the motherfucker, and like I was exactly the right size for the stuff that was sort of like aspirational for when he was bigger and is now just too big for him.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I am mad at everyone in my life for not telling me sooner in my adulthood that I should be wearing a large shirt in general. Because there was a long time where I was wearing mediums. And when I look back at like pictures of myself, I'm like, why didn't no one tell me I looked like fucking Chris Farley and the fat guy in a little coat sketch?
It's funny because I was the opposite for a long time, and now I'm back. I wore a medium since I was in like seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I probably could have worn a small until like literally COVID.
Yeah,
like
I had a yard sale where my joke was
I was getting rid of mediums because I realized smalls fit me better, and then now that's not exactly true anymore.
I remember I had a few shirts that I got from you because you're like, these are mediums that I don't wear, and I was like, well, I can fit into a medium, but even then, like, I probably shouldn't have been fitting into those. Like, you should have said, Mike, no, you're a big man.
I was in this like delusion that I was actually like a little teeny fairy, like and I mean that like Tinkerbell.
Right, yes.
And not in fact just riding the line of between small and medium.
Right. Well, and like so now I have these jackets. They're great. Cuz now when I get a jacket, I'm like, if the large, I immediately go to the large. If the large doesn't work, I'll try the XL. Not often I needed the XL, but sometimes jackets have different fits. And I got like four jackets from him, and two of them are like very nice and are like bomber jackets from like, you know, the Gap and places that I would never spend the money on.
Right.
And it's funny because I just bought a bomber jacket right before that too. So now I have like a navy blue bomber, a black one, like olive green one. And I'm like, fuck, dude, there's honestly not enough fall for me to really get enough usage to, like, out of rotate all these.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I have them. There's some good jackets in Star Wars.
Oh my God. I forgot that that was the show.
Me too.
We like Star Wars.
We like it.
I have a jacket that I bought from an Instagram ad because it reminded me of like a little bit of Han Solo and a little bit of Finn / Poe's jacket. And that makes me feel very embarrassed.
Was it made out loud? Well, if you got it from an Instagram ad, did it immediately disintegrate after you wore it?
It isn't very good. It's fine, but it's not like excellent quality. But it is like a good one to have around as like it's brown and like it has like a sort of earthy green in it too. So it is a very fall jacket.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. I would probably be the exact same way. Okay, so I just Googled jackets in Star Wars. Mostly these are things with Star Wars stuff on them.
You know what's crazy? I just bought another jacket recently that I had to return because it didn't fit, that I know that I liked it first because the model and the image looked great, and that was a mistake as well. But the other reason was because I think somewhere in the back of my head, my brain said Hoth Han Solo.
Yeah.
Or really, maybe it was more like Bespin Han Solo, like just sort of like a light outerwear, not like the full like coat with the like, you know.
Right. I really wish I could find just like a visual dictionary thing of just Star Wars jackets, because all these are like either inspired by or like licensed by, and I want to just see the ones from the actual movie.
Oh, from the movies, yeah.
But we got, I mean, yeah, we got, if we're going original trilogy, we got the
gold jacket.
The gold jacket at the end that Luke wears. We have the Hoth jackets, which I would say are probably coats when they're out in Hoth.
Yes, yeah.
They're more coats for sure. So forget I said anything. We've got, I'm trying to think what else. We got, you know what? We got some really good jackets in Rogue One.
Basically, everyone has a jacket. That's a perfect example of the costume looks cool. The rule of cool, you know, like it may or may not make sense, but it looks good because they're on like a tropical island planet. They don't need to be wearing jackets.
Han and Empire, the one you were just talking
the
about.
The blue one, yeah, the with blue like one. The pockets.
Really good. Honestly, like I'm jealous of whoever got to, especially in the new trilogy, whoever got to design like the jackets. Like the fucking Poe, the like first Poe then Finn jacket
or whatever,
is like such a good jacket. And
it
it's
really
like,
is.
It's like a flight jacket. It's a you know, a bomber in a way, I guess. But it's just like so cool looking. And I'm like, man, they did a really good job.
It's got those like kind of quilted puffy pieces on the shoulder.
Yeah.
That when I was at Express the other day returning the jacket that I bought and didn't like when all was said and done, they had essentially that jacket on a mannequin. And again, I was drawn to it because it like reminded me of Star Wars. Yeah.
Well, I think, and I don't even think you should be too embarrassed by that, because I think it's just like, it is a Star Wars has cool jackets.
Yeah, I was gonna say
I am seeing a cool jacket. Oh, there it is. It's a Star Wars. You know what I mean?
But other than maybe Jedi robes, because boy, do those make appearances in these movies? Is the jacket the most Star Wars article of clothing?
Is it
like the tunic, the like billowy piece of fabric?
Sure. I mean, that feels so amorphous, like the robe, because even that tunic feels like a Jedi robe, kind of, not the robe itself, but like the actual like Jedi, you know, wear or whatever it is. I would say maybe because like
the military, the Empire.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think there's probably some good jackets there. It's more of a like a uniform, I guess. Like I mean, the only thing I can think of that might be more iconic is like the Han Solo vest, like the leather vest with that combo. Because like everything else, like especially new trilogy, we're talking jacket. Like that jacket's the best fashion of all of them.
Yes, right.
If we're talking original, we've got really good jackets. If we're talking prequels, I don't know. Are there jackets in the prequels?
Yeah, it's just all Jedi robes.
And like and Natalie Portman with crazy hair.
And in fact, another iconic vest, Watto.
Also true. Also true. Yeah, there's really good jackets in Star Wars. This is like the opposite. Well, not the opposite, but like similar to our hats conversation with Pete the Retailer.
Oh, I guess that sort of is a clothing item.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of good helmets in Star Wars, right? But we were having a harder time thinking of actual hats.
That's right.
I feel like this is the opposite of that, where we can think of a lot of jackets.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. I think the coat distinction would maybe need to be made with some of them, but in general.
You know who else has a great jacket is Greedo.
Yeah.
I think I would call that a jacket.
I think I would too. I think a lot of them, a lot of these like fashion items on the people in Star Wars are like a like
outerwear.
Outerwear, close fitting, form fitting, like jacket. I would call it a jacket.
Still, and just like I mean? We talked about, like a jacket is all of a sudden an outfit. It's a costume.
Yeah.
It's like a like thing.
Greedo was wearing a plain white tee under that. And that would have been boring to see. Greedo was wearing a plain white tee and famously heels.
Yeah.
Right. In that one shot. And yeah, so that's why the jacket works so well.
Greedo's plain white tee.
And then he is also always playing the plain white tees.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, their song in the SpongeBob musical. We gotta go to the break.
We gotta go to the break. I don't know how long we've been talking. All right.
And we're Jack.
Yeah, and we're Jacket. And we're Jack, the Robin Williams movie that made me cry.
And we're Jack, the Robin Williams movie that made Josiah cry. We're back. This is How Star Wars Is It. You're listening to How Star Wars. How Star Wars.
How Star Wars. Tune in and drop out of school.
And, oh, I have to pull up the little intro.
Pull up the little intro here. Hello, listeners. My voice is a little scratchy this episode. I hope you're okay with me having a little lower of a voice. These dulcet tones in your ears. And also, I'm sorry for the air conditioning noise in the back. I didn't realize how bad it sounded until I listened to the podcast on my phone the other day. It sounds terrible.
Okay, this is Mike speaking. I have the game this week here on our
this
jacket.
This is Mike speaking. Oh, which one's the real Mike?
Do you follow Asher Perlman on
online?
Twitter, yeah.
I don't know. I don't look at Twitter, so
I don't know him, but he's a Chicago improv guy, and he does it like New Yorker style comics, and every once in a while one of them gets in the New Yorker, like he's like legitimately getting them published. And the one that like just did that he shared recently was, it showed a bunch of people sitting on a plane and you hear, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking." Yes. "And this is your captain singing."
That's funny that you said it, because I saw that on I saw that from someone sharing it on Instagram, who I don't think is in Chicago comedy. I think they were just sharing it apropos, just thinking it was funny. Anyway.
So today we are going to definitively say what jacket is the best in a March Madness style bracket known, of course, as the Jacket Bracket.
Yay, that's the title that Mike told me was going to be good, and it was.
These 16 entries from the outerwear canon are going head-to-head in individual contests until only one is left standing. But specifically, they are fighting in today's jacket bracket in an attempt to find out which jacket is the best fall jacket.
Mm.
And I suppose an even more specific piece of this, fall here in the U.S. Chicago. Midwest. So sorry to everyone in, you know, San Diego or like fucking Arizona or whatever.
Yeah. And also, not well. Sorry, because fall is great. But also, if you're in, you know, in California, fuck you for having nice weather all year round.
Right.
Which I guess we could all go there, but like, then who would live here and complain?
Yeah. Okay? Right. So I think what we need to do, because there are 16, which means there's a number of matchups, we should go as quickly as we can. I suppose we can do a little bit of like discussion at this first round, since we're being introduced to all of our players. Sure. One thing I will say is there's not a I didn't do like blazer, which I just realized maybe I should have done, because that's, you can call that a jacket there. It does verge into some outerwear territory where like the line between jacket and coat is maybe crossed, but
now
we'll use that as evidence as to why that may or may not succeed.
Is this a situation in which there is a correct answer or are we deciding it together?
We are deciding it together.
Great, love that.
Because according to whom
exactly
is there the best jacket? Well, so our first round is, and in fact, when I had to modify it a little bit, but I went online to like a bracket maker and it said, enter your entries in order of their rank and then it will like seed them, you know, like so the 1 and the 16, you know, whatever. And then I had to make some modifications to make it more fun. But in general, a lot of these are like sort of March Madness style seeded.
Great. So we got some real, we have some real upsets.
So the first one is a play-in between the Dynamo, or no, excuse me, not a play-in. It is a matchup between the number one ranked denim jacket and the winner of the play-in, which is Yellow Jacket versus Dust Jacket.
Oh.
So those are my two non-actual clothing items up for this contest. The Yellow Jacket, the bee.
The bug. Okay.
And a Dust Jacket, what you have around a hardcover book.
Right. I want to say this is easy. It's going to be I love a Dust Jacket.
I do
don't
too.
Love a Yellow Jacket. But I mean, the denim jacket's got to take it, especially if we're talking about best jacket for fall.
Well, so who is denim jacket playing against, though?
Oh.
We want to at least give that
Dust jacket beats out yellow jacket.
I think so, too.
For sure, for sure.
And then denim jacket obliterates dust jacket in the which is the best fall jacket.
Yeah, if I was a book, it'd be a different story.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice to read a book in the fall, but
yeah,
it's just no contest.
Saying if I was a book, it'd be a different story is funny.
You're right, it is. Okay, our next matchup is parka versus trench coat.
Parka, I barely know a. Trench now, coat, I barely...
Trench coat.
I'm going to gut check.
I would say...
Best fall jacket.
Like, these are both kind of funny ones because I wouldn't say, like, throw one on my way out as part of an outfit. A trench coat you can't just throw on.
Right.
That's too... Can you wear a trench coat and not look like a bunch of kids stacked on each other's shoulders or like a creep?
You can. Well, sorry. You said like a creep. I was going to say you can if you're Spike from Buffy, but then you said not look like a creep, which he does look like a creep. Now, there are some cool trench coats here. I will say, though, we are already getting into territory of nomenclature because neither a parka nor a trench coat is actually a jacket.
Yeah, but now, they can both function as jackets.
Yes. If we're breaking it down to which one is better for fall, though, I feel like a parka is too heavy.
Yeah.
And a trench coat has more style options to it.
I agree. You belt like that thing, you keep it loose. Yeah.
And it could get hot because it's a lot of like leather or fabric or whatever, but like up here at the shoulders, at the waist, like that's going to be sort of flowy, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I say trench.
Yeah, I agree.
I say, yeah, trench for sure.
Go into the Elite Eight. Next up is Windbreaker versus Cardigan.
Oh.
Now, this is another one where one of them is most certainly a jacket and the other it is I would say not a jacket.
Yeah, a cardigan's more of like a sweater that got chopped in half, you know, and you have to button it back up.
Right.
Now this might get controversial.
Are we talking indoor versus outdoor?
That's also a good question because a cardigan's great for inside for getting cozy. I don't like cardigans because I think they look stupid on me.
I and don't like them either for the same reason. They look stupid on you.
Yeah, Mike saw me in a cardigan once said, fuck cardigans.
I had a cardigan that a friend of mine referred to as my lesbian outfit.
I can see that. I mean, my vote's going to go Windbreaker because like I kind of like a Windbreaker as a throwback. Like,
I was going to say, I feel like I wear a Windbreaker if I'm visiting like my parents or like my aunt and uncle and I didn't come prepared for the weather.
Sure.
Or like, I'm ever wearing someone else's windbreaker.
Right. I feel like I have a windbreaker that I got when I was riding my bike a lot and I needed like something for just
to break the wind.
To break the wind or if it was like raining slightly, you know. Or if like I'm out on at a lighthouse or like on a dock. I feel like it's a good place for a winter.
Yes, I was going to say, when I'm at my aunt and uncle's house, they live on a lake, and it is a thing that it's like, it's a little chillier than we all thought, but if we're going on the boat, does anyone want like an extra layer? And then out come the windbreakers.
It's like, this is all you need. These protect you from the wind. Uh-huh. I mean, my vote goes windbreaker.
I agree.
I don't like cardigans. And that might be controversial, everyone, because I know cardigans are a good fashion accessory.
Sure.
But maybe they're just
not. This is quite gender binary of me to say, but I'll say it in reference to myself. I don't feel like I look good in a cardigan because I don't have like a yoked, manly, broad upper body.
Now, this is interesting, Mike, because I have a yoked, manly upper body.
You're a regular Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I'm a huge, huge jacked man. Uh-huh. And I do have like a broader chest a little bit. And so the reason I don't like cardigans is the opposite, where I feel like they look silly on me because I feel like I look too big for them. And so I always think that I feel too big for a cardigan and that it can't contain me unless it is like a size bigger, and then which I feel like I look silly. Like in my mind, cardigans are for skinny people. Like,
Or
I guess maybe someone who is very well built and it's very well like fitted, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's anyway. A tricky one, man. Okay, the next one on this side of the board is, this is maybe the toughest one, because I'll give them to you. Hoodie.
Great.
Versus zip up hoodie.
Wow.
And I actually wrote it as zip up hoodie / track jacket. Those are two very different things, though. So very I'm going to just things. Eliminate track jacket. Sorry, you could have gone a long way, but you got jacket. Fucked over by me.
So, okay, here is what I'm envisioning. Are you ready?
Hoodie yes.
is thicker. I would say both of these things could be classified as a jacket, but they're sort of their own subset of thing. Because a jacket normally is going to button or zip, and a hoodie doesn't by itself.
Right. In fact, like, to that degree, a zip up or like button up hoodie is functionally a jacket in the way that we said early on of like, you can throw it on and all of a sudden you have a layer.
If I ever saw a button up hoodie, I would kick the ass of whoever was wearing
it. Yeah, maybe that doesn't exist.
So a hoodie, I'm envisioning the pullover. It's sort of thick. Mm-hmm. It's thicker at least. It's warmer. It's got the nice big like hood that can actually go over your head.
Now, you know what I think about hoodies is I loved them in middle school, and then when the zip hoodie kind of became an invention, that the regular pullover hoodie just could have basically never existed. I completely turned my back on them, and classic traditional style hoodies, I have recently, like in the last year, fully re-180'd on them.
Yeah, same.
Onto them. I wouldn't say they're an easy outfit layer in the way that, you know, like they're almost like the cold months answer to boy in summer throw on t-shirt.
No, I've seen people, I mean, I and I'm not knocking it, I think people can pull it off, but if sometimes I see people in a hoodie and like a sort of blazer or suit jacket over it, and I'm like, guys, what are we doing? We know this doesn't go to, but anyway. Maybe you're the same here, because like I did do a lot of zip up hoodies, but they were like thin, you know, like they were a lot thinner.
Interesting. Mine were like the same as a hoodie with a zipper in the middle.
See, the only time I had a hoodie that was like the same as like a pullover one with a zipper in the middle, it was like such a bad quality thing because it felt too, like the zipper would always poke out into this weird mountainous triangle.
Yes, yes.
But like the thin ones I had, I still have a few that I'll occasionally wear. But like that's what I think of when I think of it.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you say that, I do have one or two like thinner. Like it's still sweatshirt material, but it's not quite so like pillowy.
But all that to say, I'm gonna go regular hoodie.
Interesting, because my brain was saying as a jacket, I wore zip up hoodies to and from work for years.
You're right. I immediately changed my mind because I forgot we're talking about jackets.
All right, zip takes it.
I feel like a zip hoodie is closer to a jacket than a
regular hoodie. And a regular hoodie is maybe a thing that you and I would both gravitate toward instead now, but not as something like I already have an outfit on.
Yes, totally.
Okay, going to the other side of our board here, and then we do need to kind of like pick up the pace.
We'll speed around.
These two are functionally very similar. A puffer jacket.
Oh.
Or a North Face style, like that sort of soft shell jacket.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have one of those. In fact, I don't have either of those.
I don't have either of those either. I know... I do have a North Face one. But I kind of like the puffer one more. But if we're talking fall... Okay, it depends on the puffer one, right? Because if it's a big puffer... Save it for winter. If it's one of those Uniqlo like little puffer ones,
uh-huh.
Fall all day.
Yeah.
And then North Face feels more utilitarian to me. You know?
Yes, I feel like if I were to have one, I would probably fall in love with it. I think it's probably a terribly useful jacket.
The North Face?
Yeah,
it is. I used it for years. I had like a fleece under one, and then like an over one that's like the shell.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I mean, it is very utilitarian. The one I had was not like, it was more sporty than fashionable, so I didn't like wear it often to like, you know,
uh-huh.
out. But like, it's very, but I would wear that in the winter too. Like, you could transfer it to be a winter jacket. But I think I like the look. I don't know. This is hard. I know we said we need to go faster. So let's, what's your gut?
My gut is saying North Face is a more useful fall jacket.
I agree. I think puffer.
I also think you have to, puffer almost falls into cardigan territory where like you have to be a super specific person for it to be like good looking.
Yeah, let's go with North Face. I dig that.
Yeah, cool.
It feels more jackety.
Okay, next matchup, bomber jacket versus Carhartt work jacket.
Bomber jacket wins, unfortunately. I agree. Jacket.
It's a bomber.
I love
it's Carhartt. A bomber.
It's a bomber. A Carhartt's great, but you can't beat a bomber, baby.
No, you can't. Fashion.
Warmth.
A little bit of warmth. Okay, pea coat versus leather jacket.
Ooh, now in my day, I have been both of these kind of guy.
That's funny. I've never really been a leather jacket person, but a pea coat. I mean, like these are both warmer shells than you might need on like an early fall day,
right.
But I will say a pea coat as a winter coat will not get you through like February in Chicago.
No,
you know,
you really have to layer. You have to have a big pea coat that you can layer underneath if you're going to make that work.
And if you have to shovel your car out or whatever, it'd be better to be wearing like a ski coat than a pea coat.
I'm going
to
say, yeah, that was good. I'm going to say a leather jacket because of the versatility. And
yeah, it's similar to denim in that way that you can throw it into anything.
A classic black leather jacket, a classic brown leather jacket, you can throw that on pretty much over anything. It's going to look great.
Yep. Cool.
Can't beat it.
And then our last one is ski, snow, whatever you call like a utility winter coat. Or a pullover / rain jacket.
Oh, okay.
So I ignore pullover. A rain jacket.
I was gonna say a pullover and rain jacket does not mean the same thing.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if we're going for fall, I'm gonna say rain just because.
Yeah,
the other one's
I
too
agree.
Big.
Ski coat is too heavy. Okay, we're at our Elite Eight. It's a denim, trench coat, windbreaker, zip-up hoodie, North Face, bomber jacket, leather jacket, and rain jacket. So first matchup is denim jacket versus trench coat. This one's a no-brainer to me.
It's a denim.
Trench. I'm kidding. Yeah, denim jacket for
denim
sure.
Denim jacket for sure. Yeah.
Okay, windbreaker versus zip-up hoodie.
Zip-up hoodie.
Hmm.
Wait.
Yeah, no, maybe. I think you're right, because like I said, windbreakers, I feel like we're now getting into how I identify with it, and I certainly would rather have a zip-up hoodie than a windbreaker, because like I said, I don't really have any windbreakers.
Well, I think also it's more versatile, right? Because a windbreaker I'm not going to wear for fashion. A zip-up hoodie I could wear for both fashion and warmth.
Sure, yep. Okay, North Face or bomber?
Bomber. Easy. I hardly know her.
And then leather jacket or rain jacket?
Leather jacket.
Leather. Wow. So I would say if people were doing their final four bracket at home, that like three number one seeds made it to the final four, and then like a number four seed also, yeah. You know, like they're all like high
hitters. Thoroughly uninteresting championship round.
Zip Up Hoodie, you did a really great job, but you're going up now against Denim Jacket, and that makes me a little scared for you, Zip Up Hoodie.
I mean, I got to go Denim.
I think so too. I think I probably have two of each of these in my closet right now, and the Denim Jacket wins by a fashion.
Yeah.
Slide.
I think if it was a different year, Zip Up Hoodie could have won, but in 2021, Denim Jacket takes it.
Yeah, yep, for me as well.
Yeah.
Of course, listeners, this is funny. Like, you may completely disagree with all these, which of course, please do. But the reason Josiah and I are almost unanimously agreeing on everything right away is that we are just the same guy.
Yeah, we had the same upbringing, the same family.
We only have about five things that we say.
The same extracurricular activities. Is that a Sharpie pen that you're using?
Huh?
Is that a Sharpie pen?
Yeah, dude, they're my favorite.
Also my favorite kind of pen. So once again, just confirming.
Black, blue, and red.
I got just a couple blacks right here.
I just love the Sharpie pen, man. When I first discovered them, I like took a page of my little notepad at work and started doing that kind of cliche like middle school girl thing of like Mrs. whatever. Yeah. Like I just wrote like Mr. Pen, Mr. Sharpie Pen.
Mr. Caitlin Sisterza. Uh-huh. I don't know how to say Caitlin's last name.
Okay. Last final four matchup is Bomber Jacket versus Leather Jacket.
Whew. Now these are interesting, right? Because you can have a bomber leather jacket.
That's
right?
True.
A lot of leather jackets are bombers. But I feel like I like the silhouette of a bomber more.
Yeah,
than
if
I
we're
like
differentiating, leather bomber is not sort of the typical of these days. They tend to be thinner and sleeker.
And I think that my favorite kinds of leather jackets are bomber leather jackets.
Yes,
you know?
Great point.
That sort of aviation leather
set
jacket
subset
is like
relationships.
Exactly. So I think that gives it to bomber.
I mean, I probably could have predicted this. It's bomber versus denim at the
now,
big
this
dance.
This is hard.
This is really hard.
Okay.
Here's what I will say.
Okay.
I think the denim jacket is the perfect fall jacket.
Yeah, agree.
But it is usually a degree harder to close than a bomber jacket because of the buttons versus the zip.
Yeah.
And in fact, a lot of denim jackets, I think, are probably not even really intended to be closed. I know that they all can, but...
Right. They're not even intended to be closed, which is funny.
Right.
You know, this is tricky.
And if it's a fall day that it's like mild, but all of a sudden it turns chillier, you want it to be fully closed.
Now, am I going out for the night? Because if I'm going out for the night, I'm more likely to put on a bomber than I am to put on my denim.
Yeah, I guess we didn't really
classify
the day that you're
going
to have.
But if I'm
going
more just day-to-day, what do I throw on when I'm going outside, I'm going denim, right? Because that is the one that sits next to the door for me. But I don't know, because I feel like, okay, let's go versatility again. Which one is more versatile? I would say maybe denim is more versatile.
Oh, but in terms of like what you can wear it with?
But also no, because like my denim jacket can't be dressed up. There are some denim jackets that can be dressed up, but mine can't, you know?
Yeah, I think I have one that's certainly not one that can be dressed up, that's like a sort of a blue jean color that's kind of got a wash to it. And then I have like a black denim jacket that I think can look good.
Right.
I think a bomber over like a t-shirt doesn't really look that good. I mean, I'm sure it probably can, but like I tend to wear a bomber over like a shirt.
Yeah.
Although I don't know, maybe I'm totally high.
No, I think we both like denim more, and so we should just say denim.
Yeah, I think the zipper like was a third quarter, like a bunch of three pointers in a row that all of a sudden it's like, holy shit, wow, maybe bomber's gonna take this, but
they
then
made it all the way to the red zone. They're about to score another TD, but then the defense of the denim came through.
Yeah, and it was like
I think denim is more versatile. I think you can dress up denim sometimes. It's a day-to-day. It's fun. It's the right material, the right width for the weather.
Yeah.
Bomber's great, but I just don't think it can beat the sort of day-to-day, like, reliability.
Yeah, you know? I think we got it. I think we made it.
I think we did. And we need to...
Congratulations to Denim Jackets for winning the best fall jacket bracket.
The jacket bracket. I liked that. I'm glad that we agree on everything. as usual. So...
I think we will also say we're both talking about like our own use of these things. If someone were to look incredible, walk up to the office in a trench coat and that's your fall jacket and you just like pull it off like a motherfucker, then that's the best fall jacket for you.
No, this is a personal bracket that we want everyone to do on their own and send to us.
Yes.
tweeted us your results of the jacket bracket.
Yeah, please do. You can tweet at us at How Star Wars Is It and hashtag it.
Normalize booing should be the hashtag.
You can. Wasn't that on the Patreon?
That was on the Patreon.
You can hashtag jacket bracket. I mean, I guess let's not over.
And that's a little. And that's a little teaser that should make you want to go listen to the Patreon.
Okay, so that's the game. What are our Star Wars thoughts? I think we said. The biggest connection of Star Wars to jackets is that there are some excellent jackets in Star Wars. And that's, yes. I think, maybe where it ends. Like, there's not a lot of places in Star Wars that are just kind of chilly.
Yeah, they're all either so chilly or they're, like
freezing or, deserts. I suppose it gets, like, chilly at night on Coruscant.
You know what I'm realizing is that these people spend so many times in spaceships that, like, that's probably why they're all wearing jackets. Because a spaceship is probably, obviously the vacuum of space is cold. Obviously,
but like when you're on an airplane and you get a little chilly.
Yeah, it's because like if there's AC inside the Death Star, and it's literally freezing outside in the vacuum of space, it's probably going to get a little chilly in the Death Star.
That's making me realize something else. So you know how again, generally speaking, men's bodies run warmer than women's, right. Which is why women are cold all the time because the fucking whole society is run by men.
Yes.
So, using that logic, the people in power, the Empire, are all wearing like bulky ass plastic armor. The stormtroopers and the military are all wearing those like thick wool uniforms
like head to toe, and like
Darth
wool
Vader.
Green.
You know, like no one is. Comfortable, so I bet they are blasting air conditioning in the Empire.
Absolutely. Which makes you feel even worse for Princess
Leia.
Which is
why all the freaking rebels in Rogue One are all wearing jackets.
Yeah, they're like, when we get in there...
They live in a generally chilly world.
Yeah, like, if you're ever on an... If you're infiltrating an Empire base, you have to pack a jacket. Because you're going to get in there, and it's going to be like...
You don't want to, like, not bring it and then wish you had it.
Right, and like when you get in there, you're gonna think to yourself, well, 64 degrees is not that cold, but then when you're in there for an hour, and you didn't bring your jacket, you're like, wow, I am actually a little cold.
And you forgot to do the 5/9 conversion.
Yes, exactly, because it's actually
from galactic to Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit, maybe.
Fahrenheit, I think, was in the cantina, wasn't he?
No, he was a pod racer.
Fahrenheit. Right. He was next to Odie Mantrell.
He was next to Zoom Fatigue. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good jackets in Star Wars, but, like, the clothing itself... I mean, like, what do we give hats? I feel like it's going to be kind of similar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't remember, but it
I feel like
probably didn't crack like 4. It was probably like a 2 or 3.
Yeah, I feel like I could give it a rating. I have a good like hip shot gut check.
Yeah.
My unit of measure is going to be what are those little things called on a denim? No, wait. Never mind.
Like the little rivets?
Yeah, what are those called? Like the little holes? I guess just rivets. Mine's going to be rivets on a denim jacket.
Okay.
Since that was the winner of our bracket.
And mine's gonna also honor denim jackets and be enamel pins.
Yeah, I almost did that. I'm gonna go ahead and say, because there's so many good jackets in Star Wars, and because we've established that the chilly universe, I'm gonna say 3. Rivets.
Wow, okay. And this will be perfect because it's been our trend lately to not be exactly the same. I'm going to say 2 because it's insane that you would say it's any higher than it. But yeah, I do like that averages us a little higher.
We agree on everything except for the ending scores, like, uh-huh. They're always one off.
So two enamel pins next to three rivets.
Well, that's the show, folks. So do you want us on the internet? Because if you do, you can find us at How Star Wars Is It on Twitter and Instagram. Shoot us an email at agoodpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, because this is a good podcast.
Yeah. And check out our Patreon. I made a reference to it earlier. That's going to be really funny if you listen to
the price
to
of a latte once a month.
Yes.
You can join us on Patreon and get a weekly bonus episode and a monthly commentary. And we're, what, about halfway done with all the Star Wars movies? And then maybe once we're done with all of them, we'll either keep doing commentaries or we'll do some other sort of like longer format thing. Yeah. I don't know.
But head over there. It's fun. Go get us a sweet latte for the month. Listen to us talk about a bunch of bullshit and get all our sillies out and talk about the same five things. It's more fun than that, guys, I promise. And the commentaries have actually been really fun. I think that those are valuable.
Yeah.
But it's about time for bye-bye. So, like we always say,
we love you.
And may the fourth be with you.
Bye-bye. Bye.